Good morning. It's such a joy to be with all of you here in this sanctuary and with all of you who are listening on YouTube. A couple of years ago, I went to Stewart's with some friends and we got some ice cream and I got mine first. And so I went to the table and I sat down to eat my ice cream and to wait for my friends, and I opened up the paper. And when my friends got their ice cream, they came over and they said, "We're all set to go now." And one of them said to me, "Did you get to pay for that paper yet?" And I said, "Well, no, I'm just reading it while I'm sitting here." And they said, "Well, that's not ethical." And I said, "Sure it is. I'm just reading it while I'm sitting here. I'm not going to take it with me." And my other friend who used to work at Stewart's said, "Well, yeah, everybody does that. They sit down, they read the paper." So I felt kind of vindicated by that, but I think a little part of me felt that I had done something wrong. So we got up and we walked out with our ice cream cone and I proceeded to fall flat on my face. Literally. And as I'm laying on the ground, I am thinking, what were my thoughts that got me laying flat on the ground? Because I don't think there's anything random, which is a really good thing because if I did, I'd be afraid to walk anywhere. Right. This was, I'd like to say that it was my first time falling flat on my face, but it was the third time in 9 years, and I could relate every single time that I did it to what my thoughts were at the time. Another time it was also guilt, and another time it was feeling like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and that's when I fell ice skating and broke my shoulder. So I thought, okay, there's some healing work that needs to be done here, and I took about a month to heal the physical bruising and stuff, my arm, my hand, my knee, my chin, and it took a lot longer to do the inner healing work that I knew needed to be done, to let go of the energy of guilt. And it took me my healing journey back to my childhood, where my mom and dad did a lot of arguing. Now, they really loved each other. They just had different ways of seeing the world, and they spoke their voice about it. And it was just hard as a child because I loved them both, and I wanted them to be at peace. But they argued, and my dad was kind of in and out of work, and that left some times when there was not enough money. So in addition to that energy of guilt, I picked up the, there's not enough to go around. Has anybody else ever had that thought? All right. When I was 16, my dad was out of work for a year, and he was very depressed and feeling like he couldn't provide for our family. And so the arguments kind of escalated. My mom went back to work, and that was hard on him. And when things escalated, I just had had enough one day, and I told my dad I didn't respect him anymore. And I don't know how long after that it was. Could have been months, but my dad took his life. And, oh, how guilty I felt then. Along with some other beliefs, like, I can't speak my voice because somebody could die. And I don't deserve respect because I told my dad I didn't respect him and he took his life. And I don't deserve a worthy life because I caused my dad not to have a life at all. And men are going to really love me. Like my dad and I were really close. And then they're going to leave me, and it's going to hurt like death. So you can imagine the kind of life that I created for myself having those belief systems. I'm guilty. There's not enough to go around. I don't deserve respect. I can't speak my voice. I'm not worthy, and men are going to love me and leave me. And that's exactly what I created, till by the age of 35, I was in a marriage where I was very unhappy. And I had a 4-year-old daughter, and I was working for a woman who was very abusive with our staff, and as the director of human resources at the time, I felt like I needed to protect them. And so with all that stress in my life, I developed... There. You see what happens when you got that negative energy going on? It radiates out, and it affects everything. Well, I better change the subject really quick. So I had what they thought was an ulcer, and so for 6 months, it was very hard to eat, it was hard to sleep. All these tests, upper GI, lower GI, all this medicine, nothing helped. And finally, my mom said, honey, you need to go to a psychologist or you're going to have a nervous breakdown. And fortunately, I listened to her. So the first day that I went to the psychologist, he said, you need to read this book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. Anybody read this book?
Yeah.
Amazing book. And he also said, you need to read Love is Letting Go of Fear by Gerald Jampolsky, which is based on A Course in Miracles. So Louise Hay had a similar journey to our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore. They both had life-threatening illnesses. Louise Hay had cancer, cervical cancer. Her dad had sexually abused her as a child, so she carried that grief and that energy. And Myrtle Fillmore had tuberculosis. Both of them, fortunately for all of us here, did the inner healing work that needed to be done to let go of their thoughts and their beliefs. They used their denials and they used affirmations, just like we do every single Sunday. We use our affirmations. Our divine daily word is full of affirmations and letting go of what no longer serves us, beliefs like guilt and fear and judgment and all those kinds of things. So within a month of having read this book and done the inner healing work, the forgiveness work for myself and my husband at the time, feeling compassion and understanding and really knowing that we all ever only do our best with whatever our belief systems are, whatever we got going on, whatever we're holding on to, we're all always doing the best we possibly can. And within 1 month, all those symptoms of that ulcer were gone. And I thought, wow, there's really something to this. The body's a really good messenger for us. In fact, I found that not only the body is a messenger, but my car, my computer, my house, you know, our work, our relationships, they all can be a messenger of what we are holding on to. And why should we do that inner letting go work? What does that give us? Well, you know what Dave was talking about this morning, the mission of Unity Church in Albany is to awaken to and embrace the divine essence, our divine essence. What is that divine essence? Psalms 82 says, ye are gods. Psalms 46 says, be still and know that I am God. I am God. Now, most of us are taught that that's a God out here. I am God. You are my creations, whatever. But the Bible was really saying, the writers are saying, I am God. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. You, all of us, are the light of the world. And we don't take a light and light it and put it under a bushel. We put it on a stand in a room like this, and we shine our light. My grandson, Kevin, when he was 5, we were walking down the street, and he said, Grandma, ask me who I am. And I said, Kevin, who are you? And he said, I am God. And I said, yes, Kevin, yes, you are God. And many people are going to forget that, and they might try and tell you that you're not, but you are, and I'll help remind you. And my daughter, Amanda, she was about the same age. I think that's when we kind of lose our God self, remembering, you know, we remember for a while because we've come in, and we remember who we are, and then we kind of forget. We get caught up in this human consciousness. And Amanda said, Mommy, who do people think they're talking to when they're praying? God's not out here. God's in here. God's in here. And every single time that there was a healing that Jesus did, he said, your faith has healed you. Your faith, not me, your faith. So what is faith? Charles Fillmore says that faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with an ability to shape substance. Let me say that again. Faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the ability to shape substance. So the perceiving power of the mind is our imagination. It's our words. It's our intention. It's our creative ability to imagine what we want and then to shape substance. What is this substance? It's the energy that caused that microphone to just fall off that table when I was talking about all that guilt and all the other stuff I'm holding on to, right? This is the creative energy of love. And it's symbolized in the Bible by light. That's why when people have near-death experiences and they come back to talk about it, they say, oh my God, the light was so glorious. This all-encompassing love like I've never felt it before. They're seeing their own light. So is it possible to let go of guilt and fear and all those other kinds of emotions we can be holding on to? And I can tell you, yes, it is. So let us imagine that we are carrying a backpack full of those kinds of things. Maybe that microphone fell off so I could put my backpack up here. See how that works? Right? So we take out a stone, and this is a heavy stone. I went to a shaman one time to do some work, to do some soul retrieval work, because I felt like a piece of my soul was missing with my dad's death. And he had a stone, and he said, I want you to think of something that makes you really sad. And I thought of my dad's death. And he said, now pick up that stone. And it was so heavy. I could barely pick it up. And he said, now put that stone down. And I put the stone down, and he said, now I want you to think of something that makes you very happy. And I thought of Christmases as a kid with our families visiting and lots of good food and our cousins coming and presents and baby Jesus and all that kind of good stuff. And he said, now pick up the stone. And I picked up the stone, and it was like as light as a feather. And I thought it was a trick rock. I thought, this guy's got to be a magician because, you know, how does that happen, right? And I said, well, how did you do that? And he said, that's not a trick. That's your energy. Your energy did that. So let's imagine that this is the stone of judgment. And in the book, The Little Soul and the Sun, which is one of my favorite books, an amazing healing book, right up there with Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. God says to the little soul, in order to experience anything, that all, the exact opposite of it will appear. It is a great gift, because without it, you could not know what anything is like. You could not know warm without cold, up without down, left without right. And so, when you are surrounded by darkness, do not shake your fist at it and curse the darkness. Rather, be a light unto the darkness and shine your light so everyone will know how special you are. And the little soul said, is it okay to let others know how special I am? And God said, yes. But everyone is special. Everyone. It's just that many of them have forgotten that. So what if, in order to know something, we need to know its opposite? What would be the opposite of judging something? If we could either judge ourselves or others or a situation, or do just the opposite, what's the opposite of judgment? What is it? Say it again. Acceptance.
And
compassion. Forgiveness. Yes. Now what if, in order to know compassion and acceptance and forgiveness, we needed to feel judgment and what it was like to be judged? And I know what that's like, and so I never judge anyone. And when something like that comes up, I know it's inner work that I need to do. So if we took this stone and we turned it over, and the other side of it is acceptance and compassion and forgiveness, and we laid it down on the path before us, and now it's a stepping stone. And it's kind of like if you had a geode. Do you ever have one of those geodes, you know? You can get them at the, you can get them at wherever. This one came from Howe Cave. And look what's inside. You know, on the outside, it's all rough. And when you break it open, look at the inside of this. And it's this beautiful, amazing crystal. That's who we are, this amazing crystal structure that's inside of us, the light that's inside of us. We take out another stone, and this is the stone of fear. Now, what do you think is on the opposite side of fear? If we could fear a situation or ourselves or others or do just the opposite, what would be the opposite of fear? Faith. Love. Trusting. Yes. Beautiful. And so now we have a stone of faith and trust and love. Let's just feel that. Let's just close our eyes for just a second. Say, and we're going to use our affirmations, I let go of the energy of fear. And I embrace love. I am love. I am trusting. I am courageous. I am brave. How does that feel? And you feel that energy within you raise up. I am love. I am courageous. I am brave. I trust the divine essence that I am. And now we take that stone and we lay that down on our path and we have another stepping stone. And we take another stone out. Whoa, this is a big one. Blame and guilt. I know how heavy this one is. And guilt will always cause you pain. What's on the other side of guilt? Freedom. Wonderful. What else? If you're not guilty, you're what? Innocent. And holy. I went by a car the other day. I was on my way to church to practice, and it said, be you holy. Thank you, God. Thank you for that divine message. Thank you, God, I am. Be you holy. So now feel that. I let go of guilt. I let go of blame of myself or others. I am innocent. I am holy. I am free. And we feel ourselves lighten. We feel that light within us radiating out with all its beautiful rainbow rays. And we put this stone down on our path. And we take one more stone out. This is a very heavy stone. I picked this one up outside the church. This is the stone of unworthiness, of lack. Shakti Gwain, in a poem that she has, says, every moment of our life is infinitely creative, and the universe is endlessly bountiful. Just put forth a clear enough request, and all your heart's desires must come to you. A clear enough request. What's on the other side of unworthiness and lack? Abundance. Abundance. And worthiness. Knowing that we are cherished and valued and precious. So let's feel that. I release all sense of unworthiness. I release all thoughts of lack and limitation, and I open myself to the abundance of the universe. I open myself to knowing how cherished and precious I am, that I am the divine essence of God, my Creator, with whom I am one. Jesus said, My Father and I are one, and you are in me, and I am in you. And all these things I do, you shall do and more. He wasn't teaching his disciples that he was the only one that could heal or calm the storm. They're in a boat. They wake him up. They say, Master, calm the storm. We have a hurricane coming, right? Everybody's getting fearful. What do we do? Do we wake up Jesus? No. We wake up to our divine essence. We put up our hands and we say, peace, be still. Let's all do that. Peace, be still.
Right here.
Peace, be still, right on our wall. Peace, be still. It starts here. And whatever we got going on here is what's going on outside of us. Now, people think they can't change the weather, or maybe they shouldn't ask for that, but we can. And I've been doing it for years. And you may think that that's arrogant, but ye are gods. Ye are gods. We are co-creators with God. That's what Dave read this morning in the Daily Word. We are co-creators. And if we need a lifeline to remind us of what to do or how to do it, we have silent unity. So how many of you have called silent unity? So some of you have and some of you haven't. Silent unity is what Myrtle and Charles Fillmore set up after Myrtle Fillmore had her miraculous healing. And then they started doing prayer circles in their home. And they started seeing a lot of people healing. And they thought, there's something to this. This affirmative prayer. This I let go of and I am healed. I am vibrantly healthy. Because I am is the oldest name for God. Remember Moses is standing before the burning bush and he said, who are you? What is your name? And God said, I am that I am. And whatever we put after those words, I am, we're calling on the divinity of us, the God self of us to manifest. So when we say, I am so sick and tired of whatever, we're calling to ourselves an opportunity to be more sick and tired. So if we say, I am at peace, or I am willing to be at peace, I'm willing to believe it's possible that I can let go of what no longer serves me, just our willingness will open the door for Spirit to show us how. And then we could call silent unity. So I'm going to do that here today to show you how you do that. You pick up your cell phone and you dial 1-800 Now pray. That's easy enough to remember, right? And then you put it on speaker.
Hello, and welcome to Silent Unity Prayer Ministry. We are always honored to pray with you. Please select one of the following options. To pray with the next available prayer associate, press 1. To hear an inspiring recorded prayer, press 2.
We're going to press 1.
Sonic Unity, how may we pray with you?
Good morning. My name is Ginger, and I am here with Unity Church in Albany's congregation this morning. And we've been talking about how we let go of beliefs and thoughts that no longer serve us, and how we awaken to our divine essence. And we would like us to have you pray with us this morning for the ability to be able to do that and the guidance and whatever else we need to know this morning.
We invite you into the stillness of God's presence as we turn away from outer concerns to that holy place in our hearts where God dwells. We allow God's presence to fill us as we affirm that through the power of God within, each of you releases people, places, and things which no longer serve you. You each let go of hurt feelings, disappointments, and negative thoughts, and you feel your burdens lift and dissolve and disappear from your lives. You are each open and receptive to new ways of seeing, thinking, and being. You each let go of all concerns of the past and for the future. In this moment, you welcome the strength and assurance that come from being one with God. You each have faith in God to guide and support you with wise and loving counsel in all that you think, all that you say, and all that you do. As one door closes in your lives, another door has already opened. Strength, optimism, energy, and hope replace fear, anger, tension, and negative memories. You were each open, receptive, and ready to receive new blessings from God. You let go and let God take control of all of your thoughts, your words, and your actions, and you were each filled with inner peace and harmony. You turn to God within and know that you are not bound by the past. You choose to release your attachment to people, thoughts, habits, and circumstances which no longer benefit you. Moment by moment, God's love is your strength, your courage, and your peace as you each move forward into freedom. And as we come to the close of our prayer time together, we go forward in complete trust that God is present and at work in every circumstance. All needs are met immediately and abundantly, and perfect divine results are unfolding for each one of you now. And so it is. Amen.
Oh, thank you. That was so beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and we will keep you all enfolded in prayer 24 hours a day in the next 30 days in our prayer vigil. Would you like an affirmation today?
Yes, thank you so much.
God's love is my perfect peace.
God's love is my perfect peace. Let's all say that. God's love is my perfect peace. Thank you so much. God bless you, and thank you for praying with us this morning.
You're very welcome. Take care, you guys. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And that's how easy it is. 24/7. You can wake up in the middle of the night and have something going on and not know who to talk to and pick up your phone and dial 1-800-NOW-PRAY. And you will get a live person on the phone to pray with you. And there's also an app on your phone called YouPray, and you can get affirmations and meditation and prayer on YouPray. And Silent Unity just came out with this wonderful little booklet called The Power of Prayer, and you can get it free from Silent Unity. So you just go to unity.org and you can order that and they'll send it to you. So I'm so grateful this morning to have had the time with you to let go of what doesn't serve us and for us to awaken to and embrace our divine image and to shine our light. And now we have Jerry to sing an amazing song. Oh, is that the song? No. What song are we singing right now? Wonderfully Made.